In the traditions of the ancients, almost universally, there is a wisdom that says to us, there's something that we can do every day in our lives. Something we do in our lives triggers a process in our bodies. And that process interacts with the forces of creation around us and affects our physical world. And when that happens, creates what we call miracles. They're only miracles until we recognize that we are related to all that we see in our world through a force that quantum physics is just beginning to understand. Then they're no longer miracles. They become a technology, something we can use and apply with wisdom and meaning in our lives. Something we do in our lives triggers a process in our bodies. That process interacts with the world around us and changes our world. This is what the ancient spiritual traditions are saying to us in the language of their time. So now the question that many people are asking, we have this great mystery of science. How do we unify all that we know about our world? The great secret of spiritual traditions, something we do in our bodies affects our world. Could they be related in some way? Could the mystery and the secret be related? Well, what many researchers now are beginning to suspect is not only are they related, they're the same. They're equal. They're saying the same thing in very different languages. If we can get past our judgments of what science or religion is saying to us and look to the heart, to the essence of what has been left for us, we have the opportunity to create a wisdom that carries us beyond the greatest challenges that we'll ever face in any generation, if we have that wisdom. September 11th, I was out of this country. I was in Australia on a workshop, a seminar, and a book tour. When I did come back into the country, I immediately was booked into three conferences, not seminars like this, but conferences with many other speakers. And something interesting happened. The speakers had never gotten together before the program to plan or scheme anything. And at some point in the workshop, the presentation of every speaker, this slide came across the screen, every single speaker after September 11th. The slide says, it's from Albert Einstein, says the significant problems we face today cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at when we created them. And you said, that makes tremendous sense. There was one kind of thinking, one consciousness that's created the problems. We've got to move beyond that and think differently to transcend the problems that that thinking created. Well, the presenters were using this and applying it to what happened on September 11th. And we did the same thing. I believe this is such a brilliant statement. It applies to nearly everything that we could bring up in our world today and what's happening today. So this is a very different way of looking at our world. Science and religion have traditionally been viewed as being opposed to one another. Science versus religion. What if we say, rather than science versus religion, what if we marry them together? What happens if we marry the wisdom that was preserved intact, the completeness of our most cherished spiritual and religious traditions, with what the science, the bits and pieces that science now has shared with us? What if we marry them together? Many researchers are beginning to suspect that science and religion are both fragments of a greater and much older wisdom. That the science describes, in today's language, why our world works the way it works. Science tells us why, when we combine hydrogen and oxygen, we get the water. But that wasn't important 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years ago, they didn't need to know the why, they just needed to know what to do with it. Religions and spiritual traditions describe how we apply the knowledge. They didn't need to know the why. And I find this today, it's very interesting. When we do programs in this country, in the West, our left brains, we're a very left brain society, we need to know, where's that come from? Where'd you find that? Where can I get the research? Prove it to me. Show me how this works. Many ancient traditions, they acknowledged that it works. They didn't need to prove it, and they applied it in their lives. So when I do programs in other parts of the world, the language changes. Now we're suspecting that science and religion actually require one another to be complete. And as we marry our two greatest sources of knowledge, as we marry our spiritual heritage with the most advanced science in recorded human history, we have the opportunity to answer the great questions of who we are, how we relate to one another, our world, ultimately our Creator. And to begin doing that, I believe we have to go back and look at that transmission. What was given to us a long time ago? What happened when the wisdom of the heavens was given to the children of this earth? This is where it gets really interesting.